The Senate's killed off the Turnbull government's planned changes to the nation's citizenship laws. Opponents of the legislation are celebrating, saying the bill was hateful and un-Australian. Conceding defeat, the Immigration Minister has confirmed pending applications will now be processed under the existing rules. From Canberra, Eliza Borello reports.
The national anthem is played at each citizenship ceremony held around Australia. It includes the lyrics, "For those who've come across the seas, we've boundless plains to share." But under the Turnbull government's now dead citizenship plan, new migrants would only have shared them as citizens after proving they had competent English skills and waiting 4 years as a permanent resident.
The Senate's comprehensively rejected Peter Dutton's hateful and divisive changes to citizenship in Australia.
Green Senator Nick McKim hopes it's the end of the matter.
Peter Dutton's just got to accept that he's lost.
Melbourne software worker Bushra Zainuddin put her citizenship application in just hours after the government announced its plan in April. The Melbourne woman, originally from Pakistan, says she was devastated to learn if the proposal passed, she would have been affected by the changes.
I had just delivered a baby. He's also an Australian. My husband is an Australian. So we were, hoping that I was the only one who was left. So we were basically thinking that, it will become a whole family of Australians.
Bushra Zainuddin says she's relieved the Senate has killed the bill off.
Very happy that most probably by the end of this year or beginning of next year, I'll have my passport and be a citizen of this country.
Mary Patetsos, the head of the Federation of Ethnic Communities Councils, is also celebrating.
English proficiency has never been the measure of commitment. I mean, many migrants who arrived post-World War II had poor English, but their commitment and their contribution is immeasurable. I think it's un-Australian to impose conditions on people that create hardship.
The legislation would also have given the Immigration Minister of the day the power to ignore citizenship decisions made by the Administrative Appeals Tribunal, something Fiona McLeod, the President of the Law Council, says would have been a grave erosion of the rule of law.
When you have an independent umpire established for the very purpose of reviewing government processes and you seek to ignore their decisions by giving yourself that power, that is a very serious erosion and one that we should not be welcoming in Australia.
With Labor and the Greens against the legislation, the government watered it down yesterday in a bid to pass it before a Senate-imposed deadline. But the changes weren't enough to get it through. The Immigration Minister, Peter Dutton, says citizenship applications the government received after the 20th of April when it announced the measures will now be processed in the usual way.
We have put forward, some sensible amendments. Our discussions will continue with the independents. And frankly, we've put forward, I think, reasonable concessions that should be supported by the Labor Party. Now, if the Labor Party doesn't support the concessions that we've put forward, in what form would they support the bill?